This is the Montana Economic Minute.
People lie about their age, and to list the reasons why would take quite a few sheets of paper. Maybe they want to get a lower price at Disney World. Perhaps they want to raise their social status, or to look more attractive to prospective mates, who knows. But the fuzziness of self-reported age data in aggregate turns out to have implications for public health research. A recent research report noted something remarkable about this problem. Spanning the globe, there have always been individual cities and regions that have a large number of centenarians, those aged 100 or more, which has spurred efforts to discover why, in some countries and regions, there are those who are living longer, more vibrant lives than the rest of us. A new report discovered something a bit more fundamental, because almost all these supercentenarian areas happen to be places where official birth records didn't exist when these long-lived folks were born. And so when procedures changed to replace self-reported with actual birth records, those places didn't look so remarkable anymore. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.